Good morning, it's 8464CA. You might have heard in the last couple of days a bit of a special opportunity. Skytrans, Cairns to the Whitsundays, $300 at return, that is. A bit of an introductory special. So COVID-19, that's a bit of a concern, but I know a lot of people are really keen to get on down to the Airlie Beach Festival of Music. It's happening between the 5th and the 7th of November. What a lineup. We've got Ben Lee. We have also the Spider Bait's going to be there, but a whole range of fantastic international and local artists. One of the guys you can go and see is John Schumann. He's my special guest. Good morning, John. How are you today?
Good morning, Murray. How are you?
Mate, I'm really well. Great to talk to you again. Look, you know, this is an exciting event that's coming up. Just want to touch on the COVID-19. I mean, that's, I guess, one of the concerns. I trust it's all going to happen, but you must be a little bit nervous.
Yeah, look, you know, we've got used to it. I've just had to cancel a show in Port Lincoln with my band because the COVID-19 thing hit us down here, and now it's, you know, half capacity and checkerboard seating and all that sort of stuff. And it's just really hard, you know, so we just sort of just pressed pause on that one. And look, mercifully, in the last, since the pandemic, I haven't really had to cancel very much. No, I cancelled a lot last year, but just at home, you know, it's been okay. And I've done one or two interstate that I've got away with. But, you know, it was always going to jump up and bite me on the ass, you know.
But, you know, I remember the last time I spoke to you was when you did the Anzac Day special, and that was all online. That ended up being a raging success.
Yeah, it was good. We had, tens of thousands of people watched. It was fantastic. Yeah, it was really, really good. But it was, you know, a special night and, you know, we had special songs and all that sort of stuff. But it was great. It was great to be able to do it.
Well, I want to take a little bit of a walk in the light green this morning. I do want to ask you about the similarities that came up, and I know it might be a bit of a sore point for you. I was only 19 and COVID-19. That number is a bit haunting for you, I should imagine, John.
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of people with their ridiculous, you know, satires and parodies. Mm. And look, I've got a pretty good sense of humour, and I'm not too precious, but 19 is a very important song to Vietnam veterans, and in fact, a lot of people who have served, you know, they see it as their song.
Sure.
And for all these years, I've stood guard over it. And, you know, when they started to do these parodies, which was really obvious, I actually cracked the shits and said, look, you know, I've got a sense of humour, I'm not up myself, but, you know, this song is way too important to Vietnam veterans and members of the ADF to screw around with it. Also, COVID-19, you know, that will take out, I mean, you know, if it really gets away, it's going to take out a lot of Vietnam veterans who are my friends. And, you know, because their health is compromised because of their service.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I just thought to myself, look, I failed to see the humour. So if you want to write a song about COVID-19, great, write your own song.
Yeah.
Don't use mine.
And look, you know, it was not particularly clever, but let's move on to something clever. My lad came to me one day and said, Dad, have a listen to this. And he played this song for me. It was from YouTube, and it was all about the Dusty Diamantina. I thought, I know this song. I'm just trying to remember the connection. He said, remember John Schumann, your mate, your mum's mate did it. That song, you know, you don't hear enough about that song, but that was an amazing song that I just don't think that it possibly has the recognition that it deserves, because you play that song to anyone and it, like it did to me, an amazing memory. And I'm talking about a 17-year-old lad that found that song and came and played it to me. That's a bit of a credit, I reckon, to you, John, and to Red Gum.
Well, it's not to me so much as to Hugh McDonald, who unfortunately passed in 2017.
Yeah.
Hughie wrote that, and a great song, and one of Red Gum's classics, and you know, it did get a lot of attention overseas. I think it was covered by about 75 artists, I think, all around the world.
Wow.
So, you know, so it's really done the business. Look, it's a great track. And, you know, it took me a long time to be able to play it on stage, you know, after Hughie left us. And we've just started to do it now.
And I remember you and Hugh and how close you were spending time here at Palm Cove up in Port Douglas and throughout the region. So, you know, that's a really special thing. Just when you talked about that international acclaim, I was reading something this morning and it made me jealous because I've been to Stockholm and it's an amazing place. They're amazing people. You guys had an amazing following in Scandinavia of all places.
Yeah, we did. We played in Denmark. The first trip we did to Europe, the first gig we did was at a festival called Mitfin or something or other, and we headlined the Saturday night, and there were 70,000 people. Wow. It was unbelievable. We just walked out on stage and went, "Oh my giddy godfather!" And you know, they had all heard of us, you know, was, you know, amazing, absolutely amazing. Because we were jet lagged, I don't know, blinking, you know. And it was, I remember that trip to Denmark because we went there in summertime. So for those people who haven't been up that far north, the sun goes down about 2 o'clock in the morning and comes up about 4. Yeah. So, you know, you have like a couple of hours of darkness and then 22 hours of daylight, and it's really disconcerting.
And a great story, ABBA, Eat Your Heart Out. And I missed the ABBA Museum when I was there, but I might have to go to Denmark and go and check out the Red Gum Museum. But look, we better get on to the main subject of the day. Time's getting on. And look, I'm going to be talking to Shane Howard tomorrow in the breakfast show, so I do want a bit of the dirt. But look, you're headlining, and I didn't realise that till I actually checked it out. You're working together, Shane Howard and John Schumann, the same bill. It's all part of this Ely Beach Festival of Music. Tell me about you guys up on stage together. What a history. What an iconic, amazing combination.
Yeah, look, it's it's fantastic to do. It's just absolutely great. Shane and I, we met, I think, originally when he waltzed into our dressing room at Stop the Drop and he'd written Let the Franklin Fly. We recorded that live. We sort of bumped into each other around the place. So I think we kind of always kind of liked each other's stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Sort of figured we were in the same paddock. In 2005, I did an album based on the poems of Henry Lawson, and I got Shane in. So I did a duet with Shane called Old Mate, which was kind of interesting because that's what we are now. Yeah. And then we just sort of like, you know, bumped into each other. And then he got me involved in the campaign to keep racehorses off the beach of the Belfast Coastal Reserve down there where he lives. So I went over there and, you know, holed up at his place for a while and, you know, we drank some red wine and talked shit and we wrote a song called Times Like These. And that was great to write that with Shane. It was good. It was a robust contest of ideas, you know. You know, both of us, I think, have great respect for the other, but neither of us will take a backward step. But there's no aggro or anything like that.
Right.
It's just mutual respect and, you know, a kind of a, yeah, well, what do you reckon about this? What we do is we're not one of those, you know, acts that go on and go, well, I'm going to do my song and then he's going to do his song and then I'm going to do my song and then we're going to sing, you know, Knocking on Heaven's Door together. We actually sing each other's songs, you know, like, wow. So I'll do a fair slab of Solid Rock and Shane will do a fair slab of 19 and both of us on stage, both of us playing and singing throughout all the songs. And it's really fantastic because, you know, it's good to hear your song come out of the mouth of somebody else that you like and respect.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? And the punters absolutely love it. We're both sort of Catholic boys from the 50s and the 60s, so we both got the same cultural kind of references, and you know we can write ourselves off. We'll be rolling around the floor, laughing, and the rest of the band's going, "What are these two old blokes? You know, pissing themselves, laughing about it." Something that you know that one said to the other that only us get because of that age and you know that upbringing.
And look, you know, I was going to say that it sounds like with the two of you, it's a synchronicity, it's a synergy, but it's also a bit of a pissing competition along the way as well.
Not really. There's a lot of synchronicity and a lot of, you know, but it's, we've actually remarked to each other, you know, that we don't actually have a pissing competition because we, you know, look, I mean, I really like what Shane does, you know, I'm a big rat for Shane Howard. I reckon he's a great writer.
Sure.
And I think he thinks the same about me. We're different, you know, and when we write something together, then there, you know, the sparks will fly because we are different. But, you know, it's that spark that starts the fire.
Maybe it's the wine that I'm getting my synergy there with respect to the pissing, but we'll leave it at that. I mean, it is a great opportunity. It's the Airlie Beach Festival of Music, fly direct from Cairns, Skytrans. It's happening between the 5th and the 7th of November. Trust COVID's not going to cause any issues. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. Have a fantastic day, and we're really looking forward to seeing you in Airlie Beach in a couple of months' time. John Chimmon, thank you so much.
Thanks, Murray. Good to talk.
Mum and Dad and Denny saw the passing out parade at Puckapunyal.